Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. With thousands of sunny homes, why subject yourself to the cold? Just filter your search by monthly stays and save up to $1,500. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like you're constantly holding yourself back? Like a tiny voice in your head keeps whispering, what if you fail, or what if people say no? Let me tell you, that voice is a total buzzkill. It's the fear of failure and rejection, and it can be sneaky. It might convince you not to audition for that play, apply for that dream job, or even just start that conversation with someone who catches your eye. But listen up, because today we're tackling this beast head on. We're going to unlock the power of embracing failure, turning rejection into stepping stone, and living life without those crippling fears holding you back. Think about it, every single successful person out there has faced their share of setbacks. Thomas Edison, that genius inventor, failed over 10,000 times before perfecting the light bulb. Oprah Winfrey got fired from her first TV job because she was deemed unfit for television. Can you believe that? These are giants who stumbled, fell, and got back up again stronger than ever. And guess what? They did it because they understood something crucial. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. So, how do we shift our perspective? How do we turn those dreaded FS into fuel for growth? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Redefine failure. Stop seeing failure as a black and white thing, all or nothing. It's not about being perfect, it's about learning and evolving. Think of it like this. Every time you try something new, you're gaining valuable experience, even if the outcome isn't what you hoped for. You're gathering data, refining your approach, and building resilience along the way. 2. Embrace the discomfort. Growth happens outside our comfort zone. Stepping into the unknown can be scary, but that fear is often the signal that we're on the right track. Remind yourself that discomfort is temporary, the satisfaction of pushing through it is worth it. 3. Learn from your mistakes. This one might seem obvious, but truly understanding your mistakes is key. Don't dwell on them or beat yourself up. Instead, analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and use those lessons to make smarter choices next time. Every misstep is a chance to learn and grow. 4. Seek feedback. We can be our own harshest critics. Sometimes, an outside perspective can help us see things more clearly. Don't be afraid to ask trusted friends or mentors for honest feedback on your work, ideas, or even just your approach to situations. It can be incredibly valuable. 5. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait until you reach the finish line to celebrate. Acknowledge and appreciate every step forward, no matter how small. Did you finally work up the courage to ask someone out? Congrats. Did you nail that presentation despite feeling nervous beforehand? High five. These victories build momentum and keep your spirits high. Okay, let's take this a step further with a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, who dreams of starting her own bakery. She has amazing recipes, but fear holds her back. What if people don't like her pastries? What if she fails? So she stays stuck in her comfort zone, daydreaming instead of taking action. Sound familiar? Now, imagine Sarah takes a leap of faith. She starts small, selling her baked goods at local farmers' markets. Sure, some people might not be thrilled with her creations, but others rave about them. Even the negative feedback helps her refine her recipes and understand customer preferences. Each sale, each interaction, is a learning experience that fuels her passion and builds her confidence. Sarah starts to realize that failure isn't an end, it's a stepping stone on the path to success. So, remember this. You are capable of amazing things. Don't let fear hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity, celebrate your wins, big and small, and keep moving forward. You got this. Let me know in the comments how you plan to put these strategies into action today. What's one step you can take to overcome the fear of failure and rejection? And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of clarity and courage. We'll be back tomorrow with another inspiring conversation on the podcast, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.